talking about walkaway wives this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorp. And when you sent us the discussion piece for the show this morning, I got to be transparent here. I hadn't heard this term before, walkaway wives. So what's this all about? There's a lot of sadness in Mixed Nation if the women are just walking away.
Well, that's how you're framing it.
I don't think it's anything to laugh at.
Well, I actually, Sean, I hadn't heard the term before either.
Yeah.
So, but someone said it to me and I said, okay, well, I'll take a look and see what walkaway wives is. We can all guess what it is. But I looked it up and there are some new references to it, but essentially it's a pattern that has been emerging for years. So it's not new, nothing to panic about, but we do need to listen to it. So for years, we've talked about men going through midlife crises, right?
Mm-hmm.
And behaving, when we look at men stereotypically, it's like they're buying sports cars, you know, maybe getting hair plugs. They're leaving their marriages for quote unquote younger women. So that might be what we think about when we have that image or that stereotype of men going through midlife crisis. But this is a bit different. This is about women having more of a midlife reflection. So they're, you know how like at our birthdays and things like that or different times in our life, we reflect on what's going on mm-hmm. and where we're at. But this is when the kids are growing, their careers are stable, and they're still managing households. Throughout time, they've often supported not only the household, but their husband's career. And they may have felt sidelined with their own needs as they've taken care of everyone else. So they reach a point where they're ready to live the way they want to live. So authentic to themselves, even if it means walking away. So that's the term.
I'm thinking, sorry to jump in here, but I'm thinking this is a, it's got to be a brave move by the individual to be a walkaway wife. Like, really, it takes a lot of courage to say, I'm done. I can't take this anymore. I'm on the second half of my life, potentially. I want to try something different.
It does. And that's something to think about is that, you know, years ago, just how you framed that, I'm on the second half of my life. Well, now women are saying 50 is really young. So I'm not living in a way that I'm not happy. And it doesn't mean they've never been happy. I just have to make sure that people understand that. And that's why often people feel blindsided by this is because they thought, oh my gosh, what happened here? Why all of a sudden 40s, 50s, women are saying enough. Their husbands, partners, spouses, however you want to say it, often feel blindsided by this. But it's something that if people were paying attention to all the way along, they would not be surprised by this. So while the outside person, and sometimes the inside person, the partner, might feel surprised, if they have been listening and communicating and watching, observing what's going on, rather than being defensive, it's not going to be surprising if this happens.
Yeah, so I think like what you mentioned earlier about reflection, the signs are there and it is not impulsive, right? So I think women are taking more of a stand and it's, how can I describe it? So it's not impulsive, right? So men say, oh, I want to look younger. But women, they're like, you know what? I've had enough of this. And we all have to look out for the signs. And I also looked up some statistics. And it's not all roses post-divorce. So divorced women also experience more stress in nearly every category. And that includes like from depression and financial difficulties to loneliness and health struggles. So they're not divorcing just to be happy, I think. But they really, really needed a change.
Yeah, this is a really good example of more than one thing can be true, right, Miriam? So yes, we often think, okay, well, that must be empowering. It's also hard. So one doesn't cancel out the other. So leaving, you might be thinking, I'm leaving, I'm going to feel free. But it also brings those challenges that Miriam just mentioned. So keep in mind, now that we're looking at numbers, half of all women aged 45 to 65 are now the main earners in their families. So they are bringing in more money. So they are going to also have to think about that when they're leaving. At the same time, although they're bringing in the money, they're also shouldering most of the domestic responsibilities. And some of the partners out there might be like, no, like I do most of the stuff in my house.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. In some households, the partner is doing more. But we're talking generally what stats are telling us. So this, when we're looking at the people who will fall into these stats, it leaves women feeling what's called a double burden. So, and when they leave, financial fallout, that can hit hard for the entire family. And also you have to divide all those assets and pay out pensions, which if you've been building things together with the plan of retiring together, that can leave people feeling stretched very thin. And that's where all the stress comes in.